after the war, after the Congress of Vienna, the student movement continued to pose a challenge to the restored order in German and Italian Central Europe. Fraternities were founded, a new sort of fraternity founded in Germany in 1815 at a number of northern German universities. These fraternities tended, in addition to doing what fraternities have done forever and ever, which is to drink to excess and have a great time, also were great patriots. They became the hotbeds of agitation for the German national cause. In 1816, the fraternity at Erfurt, one of the German university towns, was charged with radicalism and sedition and suppressed. And then in 1817, a remarkable event occurred. The fraternities of northern Germany organized a great festival at the Wartburg Castle. The Wartburg Castle, which is where Luther had gone into hiding to translate the Bible after his appearance at the Diet at Worms in the 16th century. In fact, 1817 marked the 300th anniversary of Luther's nailing the 95 theses to the door at the chapel at Wittenberg, thereby beginning the Protestant Reformation. It was also the fourth anniversary of the Battle of Leipzig, in which these students had participated, the first great defeat of Napoleon by the Germans. This Wartburg Festival was presented to the authorities of the state as being a sort of religious ceremony and also one to mark the anniversary of Leipzig. However, when the students began to arrive on the grounds of the festival, it was quickly transformed into something different. It was transformed into a patriotic demonstration against the princes of Germany for their failure to act on the promise, the implicit promise of national unification. They attacked one speaker after another, standing around an enormous bonfire, rose to denounce the torpid conservatism of the princes and of the German Confederation, which had been established at the Congress of Vienna. Into the fire went a corporal's cane, a Prussian military manual, stacks of conservative pamphlets, and what was more of greater concern to Metternich and the authorities was that the police and militia that had been sent out to maintain order at the Wartburg Festival, instead of maintaining order, joined in the demonstration, all calling for some sort of national unification. In 1818, Metternich moved to repress this student movement. He was unhappy because in 1818, a number of German states, Bavaria, Baden, Württemberg, and so on, had actually established constitutions, despite the fact that he had pressured them not to do it. They had established constitutions, and Metternich was determined to do something to reverse what he saw as a very dangerous trend. In 1819, he was able to implement the so-called Carlsbad Decrees, dissolving the fraternities, setting up a rigid system of censorship. He created a network of informers in the universities. The Carlsbad Decrees also established the right of the Confederation to intervene in the internal affairs of the individual states. Each state was made responsible for the suppression of subversion. And if it couldn't manage the situation itself, then the Confederation, in this sense really meaning Austria, would intervene to maintain order. A central office of investigation was established in the Rhenish city of Mainz, in a sense a kind of federal bureau of investigation that would cross national boundaries. When I say national boundaries, the German Confederation that had been created at the Congress of Vienna was hardly a unified national state. It was under the permanent presidency of Austria, but it was a very loose confederation. There were several kingdoms. There was no national currency. There was no national government, really. There was no national bureaucracy. It was not a modern state. It was a very loose confederation of states. This central office of investigation established by Metternich under the Carlsbad Decrees in 1819, however, would have allowed the Confederation to intervene anywhere in Germany where dangerous subversion seemed to be on the loose.